Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Brad, now, you know I love local sport, got down to Group 16 Rugby League on the weekend, but one thing I would never want to do, apart from probably play Rugby League, because I'm a little bit too old for that and fragile, let's be honest, I sit in a chair all day, would be being an official, like a referee or a lines person. Like, it's a very underappreciated job.
Yeah.
You're always getting yelled at by the players, by the fans, by the parents, by your parents, saying you're a disappointment, all sorts of things like that.
Even their own parents probably don't appreciate their skills. Takes a high level of fitness as well, because you're basically running the whole game.
Exactly.
You know, players might get subbed on and off, but if you're the ref, you're there from start to finish.
That's right. That's why I was so amazed when I saw this story last night of Peter Robson, who's in Sydney's northern suburbs. He's a referee. And he's the age of 91, very sprightly for his age.
Wow, okay.
Still a referee on his weekends. This story is absolutely amazing.
The grandfather of seven has just notched up his 45th season as a soccer referee.
People are in awe. I mean, how could you not be in awe of someone of that age still getting out there and doing your bit for your sport?
Peter doesn't just make the calls, he explains them.
What's the point in just continuing the game and that player is not aware of what he or she has done wrong?
Yeah, very methodical in his approach. Getting gramsplained to in the middle of the field on a weekend.
Gramsplained.
You know, he did run there.
Yeah, like, is the clock still ticking when he's doing this?
Yes, that's the good thing
about it. Someone's offside, he goes, all right, now, have a seat. I'm going to tell you why I've given you an offside penalty.
Stands on a log and starts delivering a game speech in the middle of the game. At 45 seasons, that's basically 45 years. So, and he's 90 now, so that means a bit later in life he took up being a referee, basically.
Yeah, right.
It wasn't like at the age of 20 or anything.
Good on him, though.
This guy's an absolute gun. And when it comes to basically gramsplaining or refsplaining the rules as well, one person who can definitely vouch for this is a woman by the name of Margie Vogt. She took up football at the age of 45, and, well, Peter helped her out a little bit.
He would explain the rules if he needed to pull you up on something.
Firm, but fair.
I was a bit of an elbow barger, so, you know, he pulled me up on that a few times.
He's like, whoa, 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 this isn't rugby league or rugby union, Margie.
She's like the Barry Hall of a local footy club, was she?
Yeah, nothing like an elbow to the throat when you're trying to dribble the ball up the field, is it? But you're probably wondering one of the big questions, apart from how he stays fit and everything, is this guy's an absolute machine, but how does he deal with those over-exuberant, over-enthusiastic parents on the sideline, or supporters that are yelling out things? That does happen at soccer games, football games.
Yeah, I was wondering that. I was also wondering how, like, he goes with people yelling at, oh, get your eyes checked, ref.
And he'd be like,
I did last week. I went and got a new pair of prescription glasses.
Also, I had a bowel test as well, if you're wondering. But apparently he's cool, calm and collected when it comes to parents on the sideline as well.
How do you manage aggressive parents on the sideline?
So I said it would be really helpful to them for the enjoyment of their game if you just went quietly. I don't say shut up.
It's very mild-mannered. He just tells them politely, please, mind your manners. What an absolute legend.
I do the same as I do with the grandkids. I say, I'm very disappointed in your behavior. I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed.
Yeah, I know mums and dads like to do the count. I'm going to count to five. I wonder if he does the count. Like, how long is he counting for? Does he count backwards from 100 or something, or from 91? But he has no plans on slowing down anytime soon at the age of 91, urging people to get involved with your community and things and just keep things ticking over. So a great message there as well.
He's an inspiration, this
guy. When he gave this advice about parents on the sideline being, you know, a bit too exuberant as well, I had flashbacks a little bit. You know, once again, giving this advice.
It would be really helpful to them for the enjoyment of their game if you just went quietly.
Yeah, when I went to that one and only training session at the Bigger Devils, that's the advice I got as well.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Nick Kyrgios, Australian tennis champion. He's had some legal woes recently, had accusations made against him, but now there's a new one that's surfaced. And you're thinking, okay, what's he done? It involves some on-court drama, a spectator from Wimbledon earlier this year is going to be taking Nick to court. And you think, what happened? Did he hit a ball in this person's direction and it struck them?
What
or did
happened?
He
racket
did
throw?
He verbally abuse them? No, apparently Kyrgios, according to this woman, defamed her good name.
The woman at the centre of Nick Kyrgios's outburst at the Wimbledon says she intends to sue the tennis player for defamation. Anna Palace alleges Kyrgios caused her and her family substantial damage and stress when he claimed she was drunk at the match and got her temporarily removed from centre court.
Yeah. In case you forgot this incident, it did happen at Wimbledon. And, yeah, Nick was having a meltdown because things were not going his way. And he claims this lady, Anna Palace, was distracting him.
Distracting me when I'm serving in a Wimbledon final. Well, there's no other bigger occasion. You didn't believe me. And then she did it again. And it nearly cost me the game.
I don't know which one it is.
I know exactly which one it is.
So tell me.
It's the one in the dress with the dogs. The one that looks like she's had about 700 drinks, bro.
Nick says, the one that looks like she's had 700 drinks, bro. But up till that point, she was just known as the lady in the spotted dress. That was it. Now we all know who she is. This is baffling. But, yeah, she's claiming that when she went and attended this Grand Slam, Nick accused her of doing a can slam and having 700 drinks,
too
which
much
is
bubbly.
Just ludicrous. Mm. At the tennis, it's not really the sort of place you would see someone that inebriated. Like, to a West Tigers fan, 700 cans should be regarded as a lightweight. but Nick accused her of this, and Anna, she's got the lawyers involved. In a statement, it says, during the course of the final, Nick made a reckless and entirely baseless allegation against me. Not only did this cause me considerable harm on the day, it resulted in my temporary removal from the area. Mm. And his false allegation was broadcast to and read by millions around the world, causing me and my family very substantial damage. But nobody knew who you were, Anna.
No, you were 700 drink lady in dress.
That's it. You were completely anonymous up until you did this. This is madness.
It is madness because there's no way, you got warm beer in England, there's no way anyone's having 700 warm beers. That's not happening.
Barely finish one, let alone get to 700. So now, obviously that she's identified herself and taken Nick to court. Like, this is going to change everything.
Absolutely.
No one's going to say, what are you doing on the weekend? Oh, I'm going to get on the cans and get rat-faced. Now they're going to be like, I'm going to get palaced. I'm going to get Anna palaced, mate.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Now, Brad, it's very hard for me to try and keep up with my geriatric age with all these viral trends that are going around. I often feel sometimes a bit left behind, like I'm trying to remain hip and current, and failing like Dr. Evil back in the day.
I'm with it. I'm hip.
An absolute failure. The latest viral trend which has been going around for the last probably 6 to 12 months, really hitting its peak, has got to do with something called quiet quitting. Have you heard of this? Have you seen this across the news?
Is this people that quit carbs and don't make a big deal about it?
No.
I've quit carbs. I'm on a diet. But they don't immediately go to social media to let everyone else know.
We call that a unicorn. That's like fantasy, that thing. I'm talking about people that basically just give up in the workplace.
It's a question many were asking when this workplace trend went viral.
I recently learned about this term called quiet quitting, where you're not outright quitting your job, but you're quitting the idea of going above and beyond. You're no longer subscribing to the hustle culture mentality that work has to be your life.
I think that's called doing the bare minimum. And is it really quiet quitting if you're telling everyone that you're doing it?
I was going to say, I quiet quit this job about 5 years ago, I think. I still collect the money and turn up, but...
If we really quit, because then just be dead air. That's all you'd hear. But for some people, they just call it working. Depends on their variation of quiet quitting. But they reckon the pandemic is to blame for this.
Since the pandemic, the average work week has increased by an average of 6 hours.
But they're not necessarily seeing the pay rises or promotions flow through with it. And in the current market with cost of living pressures, that's just not cutting the mustard.
Yeah, so the same people have been a bit sooky with it because obviously some people have had it sort of pretty good the last few years working from home, then all of a sudden you're back in the office and then you're just like people are just, their attitude is slightly adjusted.
Well, that's it. You got to deal with traffic, then you got to deal with other people stealing your lunch from the fridge. Who needs that? You can work in your pajamas on the couch at home. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, and it's not just quiet quitting. There's something else called the Great Work Resignation, which they reckon 1 in 3 Aussies in the last few years have quit their job or changed careers.
Okay.
Pivoted because of the pandemic.
Sure.
So I suppose it's when it comes to the Great Work Resignation, that's definitely new. I've never really heard of that the last few years. But quiet quitting, this has been around for decades.
Quiet quitting?
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. The writing's on the wall.
Yeah.
And I reckon this guy was the pioneer of it from the 90s.
If you don't like your job, you just go in every day and do it really half-assed. That's the American way.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.